Roll sound, please. Roll sound.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Usual Suspects. It is Tyler for Nick. It is Barry and Joel. We'll turn the page. Baseball spring training starts tomorrow. Tyler can be extremely excited because baseball is back. And by the way, a story we mentioned the other day that is worth mentioning again. We had talked about how the Marlins were going to wear the Stoneman Douglas High School hats for batting practice, for pregame, but they're not going to be allowed to wear them during games. Now, thankfully, smarter heads prevailed. Nearly every major league team, including the Astros, will wear the hats to honor the Florida school shooting victims.
Very good.
That is the class act and the right move.
That is the thing to do.
I would have hoped that they just wore them anyway, and then just whatever fine that they
Yeah, pay, I'd be like, whatever.
Who cares?
I'm going to wear it. I don't care.
Well, and some people like El Jefe said, well, you know, the reason they do that is because the New Era logo is on the side of every hat. Well, guess what? I'm sure if you ask the people at New Era, they would get more publicity out of the goodwill gesture
if they made some hats.
We're going to either make them or we're going to waive whatever the requirements are for this game and say, it's better that we get these hats out there and everybody draws attention to a really serious topic.
I'm with you. Now that we're starting hour number two, just a real quick update to our show poll. Since we said we don't do polls, we put out a poll that said, should our show do a poll? It's close. 51 votes. Right now it's 51% no, we shouldn't do a poll, to 49% yes, we should do a poll.
That brings an interesting topic to the table, one Mr.
I'm amazed.
Back.
Yes.
You mentioned polls. And you said, we don't do polls, right? Do you know who does?
Who?
People in China. Do you know when they use them?
When?
Weddings and funerals. I saw a story this morning on Barstool that I wanted to bring to your attention because I thought it was a little bit interesting. China has launched a fresh crackdown on funeral strippers.
On what?
It's a thing at your funeral to have a stripper.
Yeah, I heard about this. This is a...
Wait a minute. What the hell good is a stripper going to do me at my funeral?
Taking care of those you left behind.
Well, I don't care.
It's a celebration of life, Barry.
Okay. It shouldn't be a celebration of boobies.
Well.
That doesn't need to be a thing.
But doesn't it? I mean,
no.
Should there be punishment if there is?
Look, I want people to have fun at my funeral, but I don't want that. That's an extra cost. It's already expensive to die. Okay. It's not cheap to die. And funerals are expensive. They don't need the added cost of, well, now I got to stop and get flowers and ones. You don't need that extra headache.
But come on, man. If you've always been tight with your boys and, you know, they've always had your back, you're like, you know what? On my way out, I got you too.
And you think strippers are ugly that work the day shift during lunch? Could you imagine the ones that have to work a funeral?
Plus, they say it's a thing to do weddings as well. A stripper? You just got married, so your single life is over. You had your bachelor party, but yet you're going to have a stripper at the wedding?
Why are they doing this?
Here
this
it is. The Ministry of Culture for China said it would target obscene, pornographic, and vulgar performances at funerals and weddings. It followed reports in the state-run Global Times newspaper about roaring crowds, applauding, and cursing as women performed at funerals.
What?
They claimed that they sauntered into the room, mingled with the crowd, rubbed men's crotches while occasionally reminding them not to take pictures.
I feel like there's the one reason to have skanches at your funeral. Strippers. I feel like there's... Why did that go on? Why is that mic on? I feel like there's one...
I turned the wrong one on. My bad.
I feel like there's one reason, and it's just so no one will cry. No one cries around strippers. Strippers sometimes cry because they that's their life that they live. Yeah. Stuff, yeah. But no one, I've never seen anyone cry at a strip
now
club.
You
that
say,
wasn't the stripper.
Right. But now you have always mentioned, you know, that snitches get stitches.
Yes.
In this case, snitches may deal with or get bitches.
What?
Because they've also set up a hotline. I cannot make this up. The cultural ministry has set up a hotline to offer monetary rewards, which is cash for those that don't know, for those who report funeral misdeeds in 19 cities in China. So if you go to one of these weddings or funerals and you see one of these strippers, if you report them, it's like Crime Stoppers.
You know who's reporting them, right?
The women.
Oh, absolutely.
Without question.
Mean-ass wives. No dude is going to be like, oh, look at all these boobs. I can't. Oh, this is appalling. I am calling the law. Yeah, boob stoppers. You know who's doing it? A wife. What are you looking at? Give me the cell phone. Give me the cell phone. I'm calling the law right now, and I'm going to get paid for it, and you're not getting any of this money. Yeah, it's definitely wives. They're going to be blowing up that hotline.
So we're in the United States with probably the biggest stripper population in the world, and yet this
ooh,
is...
you think?
I think.
Ooh,
except
I don't know,
for maybe
like
the red
Amsterdam?
Light... Yeah, Amsterdam and the red light district, I was going to say, yeah. I get that, but overall...
I don't know. What was the stripping like down in... Where did you go, Tyler?
Costa Rica.
Yeah. What was the stripping scene like there?
I mean...
Pretty
there
low.
Was,
the well, whore scene was,
I was
pretty
say,
high.
They're yeah, hooking okay, before so, they're stripping. Okay.
We were, like, on the main strip.
Uh-huh.
We,
no pun intended.
Right.
Okay. We walked by. There's a bar, and then we saw this one guy. He was kind of, like, telling everybody, like, hey, come up here. You
right.
Know?
Like on like in New Orleans.
Yeah, but right. That was the only strip club we saw.
Okay. Everybody, so one strip like, club, lots of whores.
Yeah, there okay. was a casino
they
that
poll
they
questions.
Were all yes. there hanging out, and then you could either go do whatever
wow.
or take them back to what
okay.
have you.
So yeah. so that eliminates that. But I think Amsterdam is up there.
But China, which
I mean, I
cracks
don't know.
Down on the internet. You can't even get on Facebook and Twitter yeah. in China, but yet at funerals and weddings, you can have a stripper?
That's crazy to me.
Isn't it?
And then why they're cracking down on it, that just shows you we live in the greatest country.
That's kind of where I was going.
On the planet, that if I want to have a stripper at my funeral, I'm not going to get turned in and fined for it.
Well, if you get paid, you might.
Somebody just sent a text that says no poll. Okay. Well, thank you for taking our poll. We appreciate it.
Feel free to check the social media accounts. That's easier to.
I'm more concerned about the coward on Twitter that you were telling me about.
Oh, off air? No, I'm not going to do it.
If you're that concerned, Tyler, that you want him to read it on air,
no.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, you don't want. I don't. You brought this up, by
yeah.
the way.
No, I'm not
I
concerned.
Been,
I'm just saying.
For the last 6 months, I have been so good about not bringing up any negativity, unless it's directed at me, which I don't
no,
care.
That's not true.
Well, that's.
Well, wait a minute. What?
I'm just saying, hey, if he wants to talk like that, add us.
Yeah, that's
add
true.
Add us on Twitter.
That's true.
Don't hide behind your keyboard, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Cowardly keyboard confident. By the way, yeah, because AJ
now.
Was even bringing up all the controversy of the Beth from Darling Way's book, Love and Laughter.
What about it?
He kept going, the other shows kept using, you know, any idea that's ever been created on ESPN 97.5 is AJ's. and if you don't believe so, he'll tell you. But the other thing that was even funnier was he was going right at you guys, Tyler, because again, you're going to take it in the shorts for being the guy that instigated other shows to do what he started. That came up last night while you guys were commiserating with the group out in the party.
Oh, really?
It did, yeah.
You're going to defend yourself? You're going to defend your honor? I want to hear
it. I don't really care.
Yeah.
As long
we're
as it stays
that.
In the family, what does it matter?
I'm with you.
Right?
I'm with you. I don't think we, full disclosure, I'm usually not listening to the other shows. So if I pick up a book that's in front of me that says Love and Laughter, and the first page I open is talking about, oh, how do I put this cleanly?
The Grapes of Wrath?
No.
Inserting digits?
Yeah. You ever had a jar of peanut butter and you just use your fingers to get some peanut butter out? That was page 78, basically. All right. So,
but anatomically correct.
Yeah. That spurred the whole thing that ended up happening with Trey. It had nothing to do with even
and
hearing the
I
other
have
ideas.
Your back. And if I have your back, then I can assure everybody it happened organically, yeah, just like that. You picked up the book, yep, and then Tyler suggested having Trey read it.
Yeah, and he got fined in kangaroo court.
And it went from there. Too.
But whatever. Eric said, how are you going to rest in peace knowing all your buddies are sitting there with boners?
Are they going to?
That's true. I don't need seven rows full of that. I don't need that.
They'll never forget you. Because you know that forever they're going to be like, dude, that guy was a great dude, but man, that funeral was off the chain.
I'm telling you. Wow.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. It's hour number two of the 3-hour big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Chrome hydraulics, 808 drums. You don't want none. Better run. When beef is on, I pop that trunk. Come get some pistol grip pump. Give me 6 inches on them white air ones. This red rum. Ready, here come. Compton, Dre found me in the slums. Selling that stuff. One hand.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Don't call it a comeback. He's been here for a year on our show, but he's back and in the clear. Thank God Nick is back. He's got his ID. And all is good in the world. I saw your tweet last night, and I was like, oh, God. He went to a bar and lost it. But, no, it was worse than that.
I mean, I don't know where I lost it. I actually went to Wild West yesterday after the event,
uh-huh,
just to see if there was a slim, slim possibility that I forgot it there. And it was not. That was like my last resort before I made the decision to go to the DMV this morning.
It's funny because when we were getting ready to leave, Joel, you wouldn't know this because you left super early. But when we, I already addressed
but
that.
Did I though? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, you totally did.
Well, no one would have known. But go ahead.
Yeah, we totally did.
That's snitches. That's fine.
Oh no, it was. I'm telling you. At 7:55, Michelle, co-organizer of the whole thing, comes over and says, Barry, I want to thank you. You're the only on-air person that stayed till 8 like I asked. That's it. I can't.
She didn't ask me to stay till 8.
That was in the docket. Yeah, it was in the email. Anyways.
And next time I'm getting a t-shirt that says I'm with dumbass because your dumbass decided to stay till 8.
You talking about Mario? That's not nice. No. You spent the whole night with him and
Mario,
now you're going to.
First of all, I didn't do that either, but I can just assure you.
You guys left together. It was really weird.
I can assure you that, yeah.
No, I know. When you were leaving, you were like, well, I'm going to Wild West. I was like, this dude can't get enough. So I'm glad to know that it was only to go look for your ID. You weren't going to party.
Well.
Did you stay and party?
I got another invite to go back there last night, and I didn't have the ID. And then I actually got in. I was like, look. Because there are people there super early, I guess, because today is the cook-off.
Right.
So yesterday was busy. Mm-hmm. So I get in there, and they just let me in like nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, even if I don't find the ID, I should probably just stay in here and then tell Emily to come over, come to Wild West, and we can just start dancing. I should just never leave. That way I don't have to worry about not getting in.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? That's just stupid. I'm not staying here for long 2 or 3 hours waiting for her to come over. I'm just going to leave. So.
Did you?
I left.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I did.
Self-control. Nice. That's very good. Yeah. While you were gone, the only thing you really missed is early on in the show, we talked about doing a poll to find out if we should do a poll or not.
How'd that go?
Well, I've tweeted it out. Should our show do a poll question, yes or no? And it's flipped now, Joel.
Uh-oh.
77 votes are in. 1 hour left to go in the voting. 51% say yes, we should do a poll. 49% say no, we should not do a poll question.
So maybe polls are not that bad.
I don't know. Speaking of that, we got this text. Barry, this is Johnny Weir. I would like to take your poll.
Can only guess who that was from.
Oh, you must.
Yep, nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to both Amsterdam and Costa Rica. There are way more whores.
Virginia.
Previewing on the run again.
Well, I was trying to be nice because I said whores way too much last segment, but whatever.
Well, why stop now?
Yeah, there are way more whores, but more strippers in the U.S. for sure. So I guess Amsterdam and Costa Rica have a lot of ladies of the night. Not that America doesn't, But the U.S. has more strippers. So you were right, Joel. You were right.
At least we didn't take long to get to that.
It pains me to say
that. I know it does. And, Nick, the other thing that I said is I'm going to start tweeting periodic NBA questions with multiple choice answers. But the only answers that you're allowed to answer with are the Knicks, Bulls, Celtics, and Lakers, because I'm so sick and tired of people who criticize polls and Mount Rushmores and all the things that we do on radio. Then they do them, and then when they do them, they only include the old school
this
category.
This is Joel's radio version of subtweeting,
just tired.
A.K.A. throwing shade.
No,
oh, is it Thursday? Yeah. Hey, we should do Throw Shade Thursday. No one's doing that.
I was about to say.
Only after we do a Friday.
Do you want to do that? What are the odds Thursday?
No. I just want to do major market radio someday.
Okay.
Because we never did your idea.
I know. Thefty Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a good... I think that would be a good Thursday if we just stole everyone else's bits.
I'm just afraid of how many butthurts would be out there.
I don't care about that. Couldn't give zero craps about the butthurt. Which, by the way, I did want to bring up one point about AJ. To be fair, we have to be fair.
No, we don't.
We don't?
No.
Okay, we'll forget it then.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Really don't.
No, all right. I was just going to say, he was in here when we did the bit, so I don't think he was actually hating on us, per se. Because he was in here and he was laughing at it while Trey was doing it.
The stuff last night, he wasn't hating on us. He was actually hating on Tyler, Raheel, and Dell, going, don't get mad at anybody for stealing anybody else's stuff, because it actually started with the blitz the first time they did it.
I didn't hear it from the book.
I didn't either.
Okay. Oh, so this is secondhand information that he got?
I didn't hear them actually reading from the book for the first time. But last night on the way home, they were talking about the fact that Raheel and Dell and Tyler.
Well, wait,
I knew you were going to do that.
Let's go back real quick. You said last night on the way home you heard this.
Yeah.
What time did you leave the party? Because the blitz isn't over till 7.
Hey, it was probably in that hour. It was probably about 6:45.
What was that about snitches? You just told on yourself.
Well, you already told on me, why would I hide it any further?
You would have gave yourself up anyways, Playboy.
No.
you totally would have. If you heard the blitz's broadcast yesterday.
You didn't wreck me.
At some point, you were in the car.
I admit that now. Because I have to. You already called me out.
I'm doing a poll.
But I saw, were you on the air with Mario Ellie? Because I saw like a tweet like he was on the air. What? After y'all left.
No, he's due tomorrow tonight.
Oh,
tonight okay. He's on the air with the Blitz and
he's cheating on
the
us?
Blitz?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why isn't he doing our show?
Well, he was supposed to do it yesterday, but they gave him an option because they wanted him at the party too, and I got him to go to the party.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, hey, I'm not doing 12 to 2 and hanging around until 5 to 8. So I'm just gonna go to the 5 o'clock session. And I was like, okay, but we're off the air at 4. And he's like, man, but I got to get the kids from school. So, well, he'll be available.
Yeah,
to
I'm
us.
Not worried. So Blake Adams said, y'all should do a Mount Rushmore of poll questions. One year on game day, rest in peace game day, we did a bracket.
You could have a funeral with a stripper.
We should.
For game day.
We did a bracket of brackets. So we had like the best burger bracket was like a 1 seed. Mm-hmm. And then we had like the best, you know, in the West. Well, I think we had the left arm and the right arm, but like in the left arm bracket, the number one seed was best burger chains. And in the right arm bracket, the number one seed was best cola. So we did a bracket of brackets. It was like a meta bracket. And so I guess we could do a poll of boring, lazy radio. Like, what's the best boring, lazy radio? Is it Mount Rushmore's? Is it polls?
Is it using Twitter for all of your information?
Is it lists?
And stats.
And then we need to convert those to do a bracket of the worst lazy radio. And then I think we're onto something here.
Let's do Mount Rushmore.
Of picking a fight with listeners.
Of best TV theme songs.
Oh, that's so original.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. I like the way you think. This is why you're a big time producer.
I know.
It's pretty good.
And then a Mount Rushmore of 34s. That's never been done. All right, we'll be back with the second half of the big show. Don't go anywhere. Everyone safe and sound. It is Nick, Barry, and Joel, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, out of the halftime break and ready for the second half of the big show. 90 in the books, 90 more still to go. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel, Usual Suspects from the Palatial Gal Media Studios in the Galleria. As we continue to roll on, you look deep in thought over there.
Well, I was looking at some of this text that... So, one good text, well, relatively speaking. Mm-hmm. Barry, when's your next show in Houston?
A good text?
You're damn right it is. What? About time we injected some positivity around this place.
Oh, please.
I've got a few things coming up in Houston. My best suggestion would be to go to my website, barryisfunny.com. I keep it all like real easy. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, website. It's all the same. Barry is funny. So barryisfunny.com. I've got a link where, on my front page, it's all my upcoming shows. I'm in Tyler tomorrow, McAllen on the 1st, which, by the way, I won't be here on the 1st. I'm skipping. So you're going to get Mario to fill in for me?
I could.
So I won't be here on the 1st. But then, yeah, I'm like at the secret group on the 3rd. I'm at
Let's
the improv
do a poll
on the 4th.
Question to find out who we should fill have in fill for in for Barry.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, so just check that. That's the easiest way to keep up with where I'm at. I usually tweet when I have a big show coming up, but nothing huge on the horizon in the next week or so. But check it out, barryisfunny.com. Other text questions. There was, if people didn't want a poll, why would they respond to a poll about not wanting polls? So congratulations to you.
Dumbass.
For getting the joke, sir. And did I miss something about Lindsey Vonn and her Virginia?
She's shown it before, and a lot of guys were critical of the overall
makeup of it?
Appearance.
Yeah. Okay. Because somebody said, why do I always want a sandwich every time I see Lindsey Vonn on TV?
What kind of sandwich?
I'm not going that far. Just I always...
It kind of adds to...
A roast beef sandwich, all right? Fine. You've made me say it, and I've said it. I hope you're happy.
I am.
Did I miss something about Lindsey Vonn? Was she in the big... remember a while, like a year or two ago?
She showed her where... A lot of guys thought it was... Not good.
Now, was it hers and she just released them like, oh, look, everybody, here's my Virginia.
Yeah, it was a leak. So
okay, now, was this part of the big leak where, what's the goalkeeper?
Tiger?
No, the goalkeeper for the women's soccer team.
Hope Solo.
Hers was out there as well. But it was during this big, like, release of a bunch of celebrities' phones
their
got
cloud
hacked.
Or the iCloud.
Yes. It got, and so all of these celebrity nudes got put out at once. Was Lindsey Vonn's during that time?
That's a good question.
Or was it a separate?
I think it was like Scarlett Johansson or someone really was in that mix, too.
Kelly, what's the chick on Big Bang Theory? Kelly Cuoco? Is that how you say her last name?
Well, I don't know.
She's hot. She was on there.
Okay.
That's what I'm told.
She's the one that does the commercials, too, for, like, Priceline.
And the girl from Hunger Games as well.
Yeah.
I think she was included in that
heard,
bunch.
A friend told me she was on there, too.
The one that went the other way?
Perhaps.
She went the other way?
The one that used to date... Hunger Games?
Yeah, it is the Hunger Games. She's, like, one of the main characters.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe I forgot
her name.
She
plays for the other team?
Eventually, she was dating
Jennifer Lawrence.
No, not Jennifer Lawrence. No, not Jennifer Lawrence.
She was included in one of the
girl leaks. Always.
But he's saying that she's a lesbian.
No, not Jennifer Lawrence. I'll think of it. But okay, I'm not a movie person like that, like you guys. But
okay,
what's the other one that was like all like the Star Wars? All
Carrie
of them.
Fisher.
No. She and I got to throw me way off guard. The one that was so popular, Harry Potter. Was it Harry Potter?
Harry Potter was pretty popular.
Well,
but
what was the one with they had the pretty boy that turns into a wolf every now and then?
Johnny Weir?
No.
Oh,
that's not. That's Twilight.
Twilight. There you go. And the lead guy was dating
the lead girl.
And
cheated,
exactly.
And now she's
that's
going lesbian.
The girl that
okay,
went
I'll,
the other
I'll tell
way.
You who she
yes.
is.
That's it.
Somebody texted the name. See, I knew our listeners.
They're great about that.
Other than
that
the
stuff.
One that didn't get the joke about starting a poll
right.
about
Kristen
if we
Stewart.
Should start a poll.
Kristen Stewart, boom.
Yep. Okay. But somebody said it was called The Fappening. Fappening. The Fappening.
What was called The Fappening?
Yeah.
When all the nudes got released of all the celebrities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Reddit had it for sure.
Yes. So I was just curious
the red box and the red house.
We really need to get that gong. Oh, by the way, earlier I dropped the dad joke and got in trouble. He called me out.
I'm allowed to. I'm the king.
Mr. Glass House over here.
I told him yesterday. I'm like, the prince of them
because Salisbury's the king, but I called him out because I can't.
He had a couple dad jokes yesterday. And I told him, I'm like, dude, Joel is rubbing off on you, bro.
Yeah.
I told him.
See, so Tyler was right.
Damn it. This is stupid.
So Cindy Cindy Crawford is worried about Kristen Stewart hanging out with her daughter.
See? And why? Because Kristen Stewart jumped ship.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that anywhere, Nick?
On the headline. I don't know what. I didn't read it.
But overall, she jumped ship? Can we verify that?
I'll look and I'll let you know.
All right. Here's a question for you, Nick, from our text line.
Yep.
The 281 wants to know, does Nick ever get mistaken for David Spade on air?
No.
The first time I started listening to you guys, I thought that was him.
That would be a first. No one. I do not sound like David Spade.
Do we have a video? Can we get some audio of David Spade? Remember, I had to do this early on in the show. Somebody was it Fluffy? That they compared me to Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias, and said I sound like him?
Probably.
I don't remember who it was, but there was a lot of people were saying I sounded like somebody. So we had to get audio of that person, and then I had to repeat it to prove that I didn't sound like it or if I did. And I don't even remember what the outcome was. But you're going to have, you have to do this for the next segment. Not now.
Mayor.
Oh, there you go. What is it?
Like, it starts out that I'm a mayor and there's a kid, Brandon Hall.
Okay, so just say, I'm a mayor.
I'm a mayor.
Wow, that was kind of close.
I don't know.
David Spade's a little higher pitched.
Yeah, I don't sound like him at all.
And in the first episode, he's just trying to, he wants to promote his mixtape.
He wants to promote his mixtape?
Nick's a bassier David Spade.
Okay. So his balls have dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Nick doesn't have to blow his nose because he's a little nasally.
Spade's got like 20 years on me.
Well, but he's also had some good times.
By the way, if you're looking for a funny follow on Instagram, follow David Spade.
On Instagram, not Twitter.
Yes, not Twitter. Instagram. Really? Dude is hilarious. He'll sit there and go through the newspaper and read the headlines and make fun of them, and it's really funny. I highly recommend you give him a follow on Instagram. Very funny.
Speaking of that, too.
Uh-huh. Follow me.
No, what? You know how we've talked about the whole Olympics thing and even you who was going to be giddy before that you were going to be dialed into it and now you're not? There is one entertaining way to watch the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Leslie Jones as she does the play-by-play of key plays. Last night she did the hockey. And I mean, I don't think we can play any of it because of the MFs that she dropped.
Really?
But she was hilarious.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I'll retweet it, the article that has a lot of the key cuts. But I mean, she just doesn't know anything about hockey, but she's just letting it fly because she's pro USA. Just, I mean, there's some great lines.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Somebody said, haha, you said, I don't think you know what you said. You said it too relaxed when you said the fappening. Dude, I know what that word is. I know what it means. I'm not stupid. Like I'm not 90 and I'm not 9. I know what the fappening is. I know what fap is. I know that. I don't know why you think I wouldn't know that.
I'm going to refrain from a dad joke. I am. See, I'm doing you a favor.
I appreciate you.
I've run my quota for the first half of the show and I don't want to go over.
Shout out to Ro Pimpin. I've heard the fappeningblog.com has most of the releases you are looking for. I don't know what that means, but I'm saving that tweet or not. I don't know. It could be. Maybe. I don't know. I do like that. Man, as soon as you say it, all of our listeners, here's the link. Here you go. This is what it's called. This is where you can get it.
This is why they are the suspects. This is why they're great. And we love interactive shows because they participate and they give us a lot of answers. I actually thought that they were going to get Kristen Stewart before we looked it up. I thought that was another one where they would just chime right in because they're great about that stuff. And P. Randizzle's getting you again.
Getting me again?
His gifts are rather entertaining on Twitter. All right, we're going to step away, but we're going to keep on rolling on. If there's something that you have on your mind, you want to get off your chest, and you want to join us, 713-780-3776, where you can call or you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, where it's now at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're here. You're here. Let's make it our time. ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're all present and accounted for, and we're all having fun. It is a Thursday, so we got an FEF Friday tomorrow. You got a comedian to pick.
Already picked. He'll be here at 2:30. Bob Biggerstaff.
Saw the email.
I've seen Bob in concert before.
You know Bob Biggerstaff?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Bob's open for quite a few of the acts that I've seen at the Improv.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. He was on Last Comic Standing. Used to have a pretty popular podcast called Enjoy Guys, which was based off of a joke he did that I think really kind of helped launch him. Because he did it on Last Comic Standing. But yeah, Bob's a big sports fan.
So I was going to say, he implements a lot of Houston sports into his act.
He does. He back in the day with Yao Ming, he had Yao Ming jokes. I think he still does them every once in a while just because. So yeah, Bob will be joining us in studio at 2:30, and we've already got the clips ready to go.
Cool.
I wouldn't mind hearing tomorrow. A few Yao Ming jokes. Are they good?
If I recall, yeah, it was pretty good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I would love.
I don't think Bob knows about.
We can't reveal
about
what Joel just did, but
no. But yeah, Bickerstaff's a funny guy, so we'll have a good time tomorrow.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And normally 2:30 Thursdays, we get you with a health tip interview or someone to help you out on the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. Unfortunately, we had some scheduling conflicts, and so we couldn't get one done for you today.
Yeah, that's
we
will my bad. But next week, at 2:30.
You didn't have to own it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Just say scheduling conflicts and be done.
I got you, Chief.
Why are you trying to? It's not your fault that schedules don't line up.
Yeah, I got you, Sporto.
Well, you know, I was throwing you guys under the bus. I figured I'd throw myself under the bus as well. So.
Wait.
How did we get thrown under
When did you throw us under the bus?
Well, I threw you under the bus. Was it yesterday? About coming in late?
Me?
Yep.
Remember when he went, and then went.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember you got upset about me on the air.
He ran you over twice.
I never get upset on the air.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't get upset.
We don't have any internet?
Yeah, that too. We got one more text that I'll read for you, and then we can move on. But somebody wanted to know, and you know me, full disclosure, I don't watch a lot of college basketball. When I fill out my bracket, I might as well just throw darts at a dartboard. Mm-hmm. But somebody wanted to know, besides U of H, which I am aware of,
it's
going to make the dance, and I know the second team you're going to throw out.
Okay.
What other teams in Texas are worthy of making the dance?
Texas Tech for sure, though they're struggling a little bit now, but they've been a top 10 team, so Texas Tech for sure. I still think the Longhorns have an outside chance to get in, and of course, depending on how they do in the Big 12 tournament, they can solidify that. They've got some really good players, Bamba and the guys. Shaka's got a pretty good crop of talent. Unfortunately, some of the medical problems that he's had has set them back a little bit. And then I threw this out to you in the break, and it's not something that people will oftentimes consider, but it is a possibility. And that is, based on the conference tournament for Prairie View and for Texas Southern, I think Texas Southern probably gets in.
Okay. The only one that I would mention that you didn't, and you're going to know why as soon as I say it, is A&M.
They could, and they got an NBA first-round pick
not
on their
playing
team.
Well.
Right.
But I think they'll still make the tournament. And they may not.
Probably a better chance than Texas, actually.
Yeah, and they may be like a 10 seed, whereas I think in the beginning of the year they were playing like a much higher seed. But I still think that they'll make the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I could contribute in some form or fashion to that topic. Because that's
we'll cover the badminton semifinals next break.
I have exhausted my college basketball knowledge.
Are you pooped?
Pretty tired.
Okay.
Pretty tired. But I looked up the bracketology, if you want to know, on ESPN by Joe Lunardi. So in the South, as far as Texas teams go, there are none. In the East, he's got...
Doesn't he just do the top 64?
Does he?
He should.
In the East, he's got Texas Tech.
Yep.
In the West, he's got A&M, Baylor, and Houston. And then in the Midwest...
Not Baylor, huh?
Yeah. And Baylor as an 11 seed. And in the Midwest, he's got TCU as a 9 seed. And that is it. So there's your Texas teams.
Okay.
Tech, Baylor, A&M, Houston, and TCU. That's who he has.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on the fact that the conference champion is going to get in on TSU or one of those teams.
I'll take your word for it because I have no idea. Okay. All I know is if I was picking, I'd pick Villanova. That's it. That's my champ.
Like Nova as well, and they've had some injuries along the way, but they're a really good team. And the other thing is, from a tournament perspective, and we'll obviously cover this in much more detail as we get closer to March Madness in the tournament, but you never sleep on Tom Izzo and in the tournament.
Yeah.
The way he coaches in the tournament, and he's got a top 10 first-round pick on his roster and a bunch of good role players that can play.
I was doing some reading because I at least want to educate myself before I fill out a bracket so that I'm just not throwing in my money and wasting my time. Mm-hmm. Virginia apparently
is not only a
surprise, they're a one seed, but they get after it defensively. Mm-hmm. They give up 60 to three top 10 or top 20 teams or something like that, or I don't know. But apparently, don't sleep on Virginia because they play some of the best defense in the country.
I think our listeners as a whole have a rule that they never sleep on a Virginia. Just letting you know.
You really? We've got to get a gong sound. I mean, it'll.
I just think we should record that and use that every time.
It's gonna be used on both of you, by the way.
Yeah.
It's gonna be used on both.
I know, but you should take your sound bite.
Yeah, your sound bite should be the gong.
Go
whatever
grab
that
it.
Noise you just made.
It. You just got outvoted. You're the gong noise. You just made it. Go grab it right
but
now.
I said dong, though. I didn't say gong.
So doesn't matter.
And you can also hit the button on yourself if you feel the need.
That'll be our gong noise. It'll say dong instead of gong, and everyone will know that it's a Usual Suspect show.
Dong, the dong, dong, dong.
Can you fire it up for me?
That was way too quick.
No,
can't stop, won't stop. Don't even think about it.
I love it. It just says can't stop, yep. Won't stop. That's hilarious.
Yep. So other news of the day as we wrap up our number two, Pittsburgh, who has been fire sailing and getting a lot of heat for it, has finally made a move on another team that's been fire sailing. The Pittsburgh Pirates got all-star outfielder Corey Dickerson from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for pitcher Daniel Hudson, minor league infielder Tristan Gray, and cash considerations. Dickerson adds a quality power threat to the Pirates lineup. He had 60-plus extra base hits, 20-plus home runs in each of the past two seasons. You can bet that they are hoping he comes up to be somewhat of a replacement for McCutchen.
Yeah, it seems like kind of a desperate move for the Pirates. Like, hey, no, we're just, we want to win. Look, we're going to go out and get this guy that he made the All-Star team, but he didn't play great in the second half. And
what was our guy
actually
from Mike
got,
and Molly?
Did you know that the Braves designated him for assignment?
Corey Dickerson?
Yes, after this year. I think going into the year or at the end of last year, they designated him for assignment. Yeah, and Longoria, who left the Rays, was talking about it like, man, what are they doing? That kid, he's not a world beater. He's an all-star, but he's also got some, upside. His contract is team friendly right now. So I don't know what's going on in Tampa Bay.
Well, and what was our guy from Mike and Molly?
Billy Gardell.
Billy.
Yeah.
Billy, Pittsburgh guy. Huge Pittsburgh sports fan. Was killing the Pirates and their general manager and notating they're giving up everybody. They're not going to get anybody. At least they've made a move. And you got to believe that's to appease the fan base, who has been irate at the fact that every time the Pirates start getting close to getting to where they need to be, they just completely peel it all back and start over.
They go and do something stupid. Now, I'll give you an idea of what I said. He faded down the stretch.
Yeah.
His first half, he had 17 home runs, 42 RBIs, hit .312, and slugged .548.
All good numbers.
Second half, 10 home runs, 20 RBIs, hit .241, and slugged .408. Mm. Yeah.
Must have had an Aaron Judge July.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, I was reading something that said that he had been designated for assignment. That's when Evan Longoria, who's now a San Francisco Giant, kind of went off. He said, it's kind of a shame. I don't understand it. The guy was an all-star last year. He's in his early prime. He's still controllable. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to a lot of people. He'll end up somewhere and continue to be the player that he is, but it's kind of I feel bad for the Rays fan base. What's going on in Florida? The Marlins and the Rays?
Yard sales all over the
just
place.
Stop playing baseball in Florida then.
All right, we got an hour to go in the big show. Two in the books, one more to go. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the Usual Suspects coming in hour number three right here on ESPN
97.5. This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.